want to give a little bit of chazara through the prism of the Rosh, the sugya that we were learning until now about Eved, and then from there we'll go right back to Ger Katan. Turn to the Rosh in Siman Lamed Ches, just to read a few lines. Nice summary. Please. Siman Lamed Ches in the Rosh. Again, not the whole thing, just a little bit. He quotes Rashi Pirish Rashi. It's in page Chavav, column 1 in our print, halfway down. Hodein Mekayim and Hechad Lo Paschal Lemilsi Shlo Paschal Minoch Ruyuso Shlo Nisratzam Yolon Nisgaya. Point part of Rashi Shita. What's Rashi Shita? Rashi Shita is we can be Matbil and Eved Bal Karacho. Take a look on the last two lines of the first column. The Ma'ad Parashina and the Kohen Rashi, the Tvilas Abdus Yochal Atvila Bal Karacho L'chule Yalma. Not only Rav Shim Ben Alos, even Rabbanan agree. Amayin Amat Vila Bal Karacho. Why don't we do it? Yeshlomo the Takana the Rabbanan Yishlo Yovalik L'Hashkel Shabbat B'Yisuv Heter. Kevin Shani wrote to the Kabbalah of all mitzvahs. The old Dane told the Chayav of the Mitzvahs, Miach Hashem wrote to the Shamram. It's reminiscent of our present day Geirus. Chayav to the Torah, Chayav to the Rishub and Levi. Okay. This is the Yisod. Kol Zu Ashita Pirashi Al Derech Rashi. This is what he says over here, the small ratio of the Korban Ishanel. Shemitok Lashono Mashma Shetvilas Abdus Yibal Korcho Shalevet. Ubalo Kabbalah, after Rabbanan, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Below Nechleku Ella B'Tvilas Cherus. The second step. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Sova, after Tvilas Cherus, Bal Karcho. I'll tell you the two step. Here Bal Karcho, there Bal Karcho, become Jewish. Rabbanan Savri, Davka Midaito, Ube Kabbalah. Okay. But then, as we mentioned this year and yesterday, the Kamar Hashas, Lo Pligi Rabbanan, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Yafas Toar. Lo shaykh be mitzvahs. Aval be ever de shaykh be mitzvahs. I feel the rabbanon bodi. Pirish Rashi, ever de shaykh be mitzvahs. Sheshav be beis shel Yisrael. Yomim rabim. Be noag be mitzvahs. Remember the rabban said kami yomim. He says yomim rabim. I'm not sure 5 days counts for rabim. Mashma afal pish lo kibul b'shas tefilas abdus. Ela she noag be beis adonav. Question whether it's willingly or not. It sounds like it's not even if it's not doing. Mirzono sounds like that way, as the Rabban said. Avol mitoch divrei Rav Alfasi zal mashma shetvilas avdus l'rabbanan tzoroch shetia midato v'kabbalah. So it's completely impossible to have this two-step of becoming a Jew without any kabbalah. You need a kabbalah on the entry level, even to become an Eved. This is to discuss a brief summary of those discussions. We're both Eved open b'gemara to ksubas of Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Hope everybody has it. Yes, they were only reading it from the Rif. Today we're going to read it from the Gemara itself. Says the Gemara Masechet Ksuba, Saf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, talking about a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there's a case of Giyores v'Shvuya v'Shivcha, Niftu v'Nisgayru v'Nishtachru Pchus Mibnel Shima Sholosh Yom Echad Ksubosin Masayim V'Yeshem Tanas Psum. That's what's doing here Masechet Ksuba. What do you mean a guy of less than 3 years old? How do you do that? Om Ravuna, Ger Kot Mat Bilano So Al Daz Bezdin. Maika Mashvalon, Tizchusulo, Bezochalonam Shalom Bafonav. We know this already. Tanina, we all know. Elsewhere, it's already, we already learned it. Zochin La Odom Shalom Bafonav. Vein Chavin La Odom Shalom Bafonav. So since we know it already, so what's new? Says so, Zigamar, no, something big new. Mao de Tema over Kacham Befkar Nichole. The Kaimalon de Eved Vade Befkar Nichole. So therefore, it's not good for him to become Jewish. He's going to lose out his Efkarus. Kamash Malon, the Hani Mili Godel, the Tom Tam de Yisura. Abakotin, Schusolo. That's the Chiddush. We know that Zoch or Shalafana, the Chiddush is, it's considered to be a Schus. Any questions so far? Poshup Shah. Lema Messiah. Hagi Yoras our Mishnah. Should the Shtak in this Gaira, Poros Mibnil Shalashalam Yomecha. My love, that Belinda while Daz Bezdin. How else? Lo. Hagam b'mayaskinan, v'gerish and his gayer bonov u'bunos of imo, the nichalahu b'may da'ovet avuom. What does that mean? What does that mean? The whole family came together to do the gerish. And therefore what? Which point, Rabbi Osai, did we disprove? Right? There was a proof in the Mishnah, and we disprove, we refute the proof, we rebut the proof. Rabbi Osai, it's important to understand two things Rav Huna taught us. Number one, that it's a schus, and Bezek can determine it's a schus. And number two, they have the ability, the power, once it's a schus, to achieve the gerus. Now the Gemara is saying, no, you can't prove these dual concepts. Why not? Because we're talking about a case of Nizgairu Bonav Abonos and Imo, the Nichalu B'mayt Ovel Avuon. Rabbi said, which of the two, or do we rebut the first, the second, or both? Again, Rav Huna was based on two assumptions. Number one, that it's good to become Jewish, and therefore basically make a determination on their own. And number two, they have the power to create a conversion based on that determination. Which of the assumptions is refuted with this line? Denichalu b'maydavad avuon. Anybody? Both? Could be. But of course, it's not necessary to refute both. If you refute either of them, that Rav Huna's din is not proven from our Mishnah. What am I driving at over here? Yes?
Then, do you have one factor but not the other, you still do it with the cousin?
Oh, that's the big question over here. Is the pshat that it's just a matter of psychology? This is a psychological statement. You're saying that the average kid, it's good for him to become Jewish. Psychologically, it's good for him. No, it's not good for him. The only time it's good for him is if his parents convert with him. That's good for him to be part of the family. But fundamentally, Rabbi Osa, even the Maskana, after this refutation, is only one type of Ger Katan. It's only Matbilin Osa Aldaz Bezin. Except, we have no proof that every single case of Aldaz Bezin is good for him. So then, but perhaps if it's not good for him, unless he has his parents with him, so then perhaps Rav Huna is incorrect when he said, Stam, Matbil Nosal Das Bezdin. Maybe only if his parents come with him, then Matbil Nosal Das Bezdin. It's one way to learn the Gemara. A second way to learn the Gemara, the exact opposite. No. A new Chiddush. Maybe Rav Huna is wrong. A Bezdin on its own cannot achieve Geirus. He's a new din. What's a new din? A din, Gersh and his Gairu, Bonov, Ubonos of Imo. The nichlu the ma'ad avul avun. It's not all das best. It's all das the parents. Not doing best. Yes.
Rashi says the best is like an
owl. I'm learning Gemara without Rashi. Just Gemara. I'm just pointing out that there seem to be two ways to learn what the Gemara is saying over here. Let's continue. Om Rav Yosef, higdilu yecholin limchos. A very important line which the Riff omitted. Esve Abaye, Hagiores Vashvuyo Vashivcho, Sheniftu Vishinizgaru Vishinishtachu, Pusin Vidal Shosher Mechot, Xubos and Masayim, period. Amish. Frank the Gemara. Visagadai to Higdil Yachol Limchos. If Rabbi Yosef is correct, Yavinon Lok Subo, the Azla Vachla Vigiusa. What? You'll give this girl a ksuba, the marriage terminates with death of divorce. When she's still a ktana, remember, you can get married at a young age to a father, etc. What's going to happen? You'll give her the money. She'll turn 12. She'll say, I don't want to be Jewish. And all the money you gave her for the ksuba, she's going to use it to go to McDonald's. That's what you want to do with Jewish money? Say, well, you're right. Lichi Godla, you won't give her the money until she becomes a Gedola. Frank the Gemara, L'chigodlo nami mimchir v'nafka. She can still protest. Moses says, no. Kevon shigdilo shah achas v'lo michasa shuv eina yecholo limchos. That's it. Fine. What's the same with respect to Knas? We're not going there right now. Any questions so far? You read through the basic part of the Gemara for the vote. Good? Yes?
What I really want to say in Afghan was what, based on how you understand the case about?
You mean my took shot in the Gemara before?
Yeah.
I'll give you a simple Nafkamina. Let me ask you a shayla, Rabosai. If a man, a baby is converted with Ava V'Imo, do we say Yechol Limchos or En Yechol Limchos? I'm asking a shayla. Can he protest later at 13 or not? That should be the nafka mina to the pshat we said before. If the pshat is, it's just a psychological issue over here. You might have thought psychologically, Rav Huna says it's always good for him to become Jewish, it's always a schus. And the refutation is no, only if his parents come with him, then it's good for him. And then Besen does the gerus. And Igdil Yechol Limchos. Or we could say, no, the other pshat, not the psychological pshat, but the halachic pshat. There are two, tzvei dinim. There's one din get caught in Bilas Wal Das Bezdin, then Igdil Yechol Limchos. There's another din that the father and mother can be Megayrim, nothing to do with Bezdin, maybe any Yechol Limchos. I'm giving you two pshat, I'm not prejudicing the jury. Just giving you a little pshat of the Gemara. Yes, sir.
Would there be an opportunity
very good. A non-observant household. So a non-observant household, the question is it a schus or is it not a schus? We will discuss this at some length. Very serious halacha l'mashik shayla, that's all the time. I don't want to tie that into these two pshatim. There may be a connection. Yes, sir?
Either way, we would still be saying that the basis for it is zachan l'anam shalachanam, whether it was the father or the basin, right?
Correct. But according to one pshat, you only say zochel shlob afanav when it's a schus when the father and mother come with him.
So is the idea of yachol limchos is based off just like by zochel moshon?
That's the whole basis. But
then
we're assuming.
Why should it make a difference? Then why should which pshat we have make a difference? I mean, if both are working inside zochel shlob afanav.
No. According to the second pshat, ger kot rabbi losal das bezin is zochel shlob afanav. The first thing gemar. But there's a new din. Was introducing a new din. What's the new din? A whole brand new din. Hacha b'mayaskinon, pigesh and his guy who bono v'bono sanimo. A new din, a different din, under Rav Huna.
And we don't know that that's working with Zachin.
Doesn't say. Because we don't do with Zachin. Right? Nothing to do with Zachin. And as a result, there's nothing to do with Zachin. Maybe you can't be Melcha. I'm just giving you two pshatim in the words of the Gemara. I'm not taking any sides here. This, which we still learn the sugya, the pashup shot in the words. The now comes Tosis with a tremendous kasha. Tosis of ksubas yud aleph from an aleph. Tema, tozachia havi mitam shlichus. The kevin the schusulo anan sahadi the overlay shliach and mucha prepare kamen above a metzia. Kabe chotem eshem yadis shavoyim lagar mishlichus. VMK. Heich zochen lekodon. Valo ein shlichus lekodon. According to one girs in the Gemara, there are two different girsos. The whole concept of Zechia Lekotan is Midrabanan. So if there's no din of Zachim, because Zechia Mitam Shlichus and Shlichus Lekotan, so how can this girs work with the Raisa? Number two, Viod, Hakati Ovikachonimu. Ramina Hassan, the Kotan, the Osir, the Shlichus is Zechia Midrabanan. Achad Lo Osir, the Kal Shlichus, I feel it's Midrabanan last night. So how can there be any possible of Zochin if the person right now is a goy? Nearly, the Hachinami Zochin lo midrabbonon. Could you believe this? That mean Hassan the Kotner says chia midrabbonon. The Yafa gab that kati over gichovimu ha osil lechlal shlichus. What does that mean? Sort of a bon kiyachot sounds like to me. At that moment you become Jewish and become a kol shlichus, and then midrabbonon you become again. Inami. Kevin the Baham Tzchiyah, Nasis Yisrael, Havalik Yisrael, Gomel, Inyan Tzchiyah. Two different nuances. But anyway, fine. V'im Toma. Hechi aviger medirabbanon v'shavin eloi v'bas Yisrael v'kiddush of kiddushin v'minat Torah akumu. What's going on over here? Tos suggesting now the Torah law is a goy. Why? Because chiyah mitam shlichos and shlichos the cotton. So then how can the rabbanon say that this marriage can take place? One of the partners is not Jewish. Yesh lomah, believe it or not. The kasarvi kamandama v'yisharaba yivamis amasechta later on. Wow. Pash, we don't pass that way. We really shouldn't even pass it in the Torah. Mashkaras lager cotton min haTorah. What's Rodash in Pesukim? How can it be? Bimuberish in his gaira. Kedarmina perik oral. Overes kachovim shimuberish in his gaira. Benoi in Torah Tvila. Rabbi ger min haTorah. The Yisrael Gomahu. What does that mean? Is he a ger or is he a Yisrael Gomer? We started talking about this a little bit earlier. We'll have to come back to it later. What? The Ramban and the Ra'ah. Is this a case of a gerus or a case of a born Yisrael? So this tosis is a bit problematic in this proof. V'yis tei mamim min haTorah, konchi yorosh et imo. V'yat etzorach ulachzer olav she'en lo yorshim, she'en lo molid. V'echav min ha'em en yorshim also. Fine. According to some gerus, so they take out the word derabbanon and Baba Metzia and Alpha the base, nicha, the motzi l'meimad yis tei z'chiyah min haTorah. Can have a cotton can have z'chiyah min haRais. Wow. Wow. Maybe it's not mitam shlichus. Okay. Let's go on a little bit further. V'akam cotton came in shabol is gair chashvina le ki Yisrael cotton. V'yaf agav deschiyah mitam shlichus v'ein lo shlichus min haTorah. Oh. Look at this now. Hanimili b'dova shesh boktas chova. Kol lahafish trumoso. The shema yarotza lepotra b'chita achas. O shema yarotza lahadif more. You know how much he wants to give. Aval hochas shchus gomahu yesh lo shlichus. Tosas achirish nifla shchus gomu. It's midaraisa. Him does chiz mitam shlichus, because shchus gomer yesh lo shlichus. Hard to understand why it should be so. But so suggests the toast over here. Everyone with the rabbi all said, according to the first day, the whole concept of Gerut Kotten, believe it or not, is with the rabbonim. That's mind boggling. According to the second day, it's midaraisa. Why is it midaraisa? Schus gamur. There can be shlichus even for a cotton. 2 days here in Tosfos with respect to whether our suga ger cotton is midaraisa or midarabonim. Any questions so far? Just go push up shot. Yes, sir.
Tosfos would think we actually follow mandamar that yesh kol gerachom.
I don't think we pass in that way, pashup, but we don't. So agamash should be shalom kalacha. That's the strange part.
Does that mean that he's probably going
to
the second answer? You think
he
would be
six
as possible?
So, again, the first answer, then you have to presume either pass yesh koch, lack of a kumba, say, or say the gemar shalok halacha. Those are the only 2 ways out if you hold that teretz. Rabbi Osai, so far, so good. Everyone with me so far? Everyone got it straight? You got the sugya? You got it klar, cold? Very good. I see that everybody has a Rambam. I have to bring a Rambam. How many people have Rambams here? Not too many. I have to trouble you to put the Rambam on the board. I'm sorry, but this is very important. Every word in the Rambam is very important. Every word. Hilchos Melachim Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. Before we get to the Rambam, let's turn to the Rosh that everybody does have in the back. In the Masechta Ksuvos, Simen Chav Gimel. Everyone look, please. Rosh, first perek, Simen Chav Gimel. The Rosh quotes the entire Gemara. Rav Alphas, at the end of the Simen Chav Gimel, he says, Rav Alphas, hevi the ger kotten beperek hacholet, our perek, lo hevi divi Rav Yosef, v'teimahi, hi mishum da baiva rov hikshav al dvarav, Harini Tartukusho saying, for Rabbi Yosef Alevi, Pasuk Rabbi Yosef Vechem Mestabi. He doesn't understand why the Rambam, the Rif, left out the din What about the Rif? What about the Ran? How did the Ran answer the question? Let's take a look. Rabbi Osei, quickly take a look. Very important Ran. On page. This is on the Maran Makomos as well in Ksubas. I hope you all have a Ran in the back. Thank you so much. Dalit Amad Aleph and Dapay Harif. The Ran quotes the Gemara, Rabbi Osei, in Dibram Asl Garcinon. This is the wide lines at the bottom. Then he says as follows. Gives you the precise details about when the mechot takes place. We'll get to that later. The next diramas ulainya, he says as follows. Let's read together. Very, very important. Ulainya aloch. Okay, everyone have in front of you? Ulainya aloch. Kaimlan, kiravhuna, da meyerkot, na bino, so da asbez. Below shu bezin mitzuva lats of lamas ela akra. That's ridiculous. You're not proselytizing kids. Elishim bo atinok meatzvo. Case one. Oshe viyu imo. Case two. Here's case three. Oshe osu ken bezin meatzma mahani. This sounds like it's against the Mordechai, right? Yes, there's Mordechai. You can't do it on by themselves. You have to someone to bring them. You can't just do it on. You have to ask for their mother. It's on their own. The kaimel anamis is the ran kerav Yosef. The yomai megdili chom limchos. Here's critical now. Vafilu begersh and his gairu bono vubnos of imo. Remember I asked you the shadow before? If bono vubnos of imo, what's the pshat? It's a subset of gerkotin matbilnos of aldaz bezdin, but here it's certainly a schus, and maybe you could argue, it's arguable that if not for this, it would not be a schus, and therefore you can't do it. Not because you lack the power to do it, because it's just not a schus. Or should we say, no? Higdila of imo imo is guy imo. So then, it's a whole new din. Has nothing to do whatsoever with Aldaz Bezdin. Then maybe it would be and yichol limchos. Says the Rano. Even in this kind of a case where there was a gay was together with father and mother, still, look, the words are very important. Still, the Ran explains the possibility of macho exists. Read again. Vafilu gersh nizkarabona v'bnos avimo, the din is yachol limchos. What does this indicate? That the whole question is more psychological. Is it good for him in all cases? Is it good for him when the parents convert with him? But in terms of the ability to create the conversion, the father and mother have no standing. Not at all. Just if they convert as well, then on a de facto level, it's good for the kid to convert with them. They have no standing. Even if they're the ones involved with the conversion as well, they convert at the same time. It's Aldaz Bezdin and Zochon Le'odom. As a result, Yichon Limchos, the Ran says so befeirish. You just read it. We'll see soon if others may disagree. Let's go slow. Hochi Mucha B'Gemara. We'll see later. The Af Algav the Asubi Olei Abayim Rabba Kadis Hochi B'Gemara. Lavish of the Lo Sabri Lukavasei. That's it. It goes through the details of the Gemara. Adka, the Rif, a tame al Rif. Hevi the milser avuna bevomis. Below Hevi, hod Rav Yosef, cause the Ramban zal. Below Yodati lama elo in kain who mafarish divi Rav Yosef. Listen now. When do we say that Yochel Limchos? When ligersh and his gairu bonov uvnos of imo. What does that mean? That means, if I understand it correctly, in that kind of a case, when do we say Yichol Limchos, who has nothing to do with Bezdin? Ramban conveys an impression that this guy who born of Ibn Al-Sinima has nothing to do with Bezdin. And nothing to do with Bezdin, now that's Bezdin, you would have gotten the impression that Machol is impossible. Against what the Ran said earlier. Aber Rav Huna, Domegir Kot, Man Bilan Oso Das Bezdin, a whole different din. Ubal is garbage bilu aldas bezdin. Ein oyachol limchos. Shem kein makoyach bezdin yofe. According to the Ramban, you got an impression, Rabbi Osei, that they're two completely different systems. There's the bezdin system, which makoyach bezdin yofe. Once you get down to bezdin, there's no way to uproot it. And two, there's a personal on the side gave it to a father and a mother. Obviously, it has to be a bezdin there, no worse than a gergolas have a bezdin there. But it's not al das bezdin. It's not al das bezdin. So they didn't throw in the concept of what? Of yicholim. Again, it's not that about makor bezdin yofer. And then it's yicholim limchos. But it's interesting. Yicholim limchos, notwithstanding that it's not al das bezdin. So you would say, b'manashach. It's not al das bezdin. It's not based on zochin. No, so apparently it's like this. It's not al das bezdin, but it's based on zochin anyway. And therefore, yichol limchos. So it's not a schuz for us. But if it's al das bezdin, then makoach bezdin yofer, and yichol limchos. Of course, it's a big problem. If that's the case, we just moved over the question. What's his answer? The rift left the hole at the hold in of yichol limchos. Says Rabban, you know why? Because yichol limchos only applies to a case of the sky of an osavimo. So yes, with the kasha, the rift should have said, the sky will bone of Ibn Osimo is a new din, and you call him chos. How did Rabban answer the kasha? The rift left that out. He actually increased the kasha. The question of the rift was he left that you call him chos. The Rabban says, no, in the case of Ger Kod Al Das Bezdin, any Yochol Limchos. But the only time it's Yochol Limchos is Al Das of Ibn. So you have a double kasha. Why leave out of Imo and why leave out Limchos? We doubled the kasha. Now, how do Rabban resolve the kasha? Let's just say, at least the Rif did not quote a half a sentence. He quoted a whole sentence. He left out two other sentences. That's not that great a territory either. Ad kan rabosai the Gemara. So now I'm going to tell you something which I think is a very, very big Kiddush. I was critiqued very strongly for saying this Kiddush. Nonetheless, I think that it's worth repeating. We now read carefully the Rambam in Perek Yud and Hilchas Malachim Halacha Gimel. Everybody see it? Big letters? You see it? I'm going to read it. Big letters? Let's read it together, the whole thing. Ben Noach Shenizgayer Umol V'Toval V'Yachakach Rotzo Lachza Me'achri Hashem V'Lios Ger Tosha V'Lvad Kishahoya Mikodem. Very strange. What's a Ger Toshav, Jeff? What is a Ger Toshav? Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Who said it was a Ger Toshav Mikodem? Who said? Where do you find that? Slowly. Ein Shamanu. We don't listen to him. Eliyah Ki Yisrael Lechol Dovar. Ram is talking tough talk. Oh yeah, Horeg. Or you'll be killed. Hivhaya Katan Shebilu Bezdin. The famous Agama Ger Katan, Yachol Limchos B'Shah SheYagdil, V'Yeh. Catch this now, Ger Tosha Bilvad. What Ger Tosha? What was this doing? Ger Tosha? Never Ger Tosha. V'Kevan Shalomicha B'Shato Shuvei Namocha, Alarev Ger Tzedek. Fichach, in Bo Yisrael Al Ktana Shet Bilua Bezdin, Kesef Ksuba So Knas Onas Umefata. Yakol Takas Yad Bezdin Acha Tagdil Velo Timcha Begeris. Why do we do this? Why keep it in escrow? Shema Tito Vitagdil Vitimcha. We're afraid if she gets the money earlier, she'll take the money and she'll get returned 12. She has so much money. She doesn't need to be Jewish anymore. And she's going to protest. Venim says Zu Ochelas Bigiusa Mos She'ein Lo Susbohen Ela Bedine Yisrael. She's eating, using up this money which is a nachris, money which is not coming to her except Bedina Yisrael. Any questions on this Rambam? Yes?
I'm just wondering if maybe the Ger Toshav just means Shem Mitzvah, they know they are Mitzvah those. So
true, but.
So when he talks about going out, what's he going to tell us? I want to go back and not follow any Mitzvah.
That's right. Come out as a goy. That's right. I want to back as a goy again. Yeah, I mean, you're right. In a certain way, no goy can be a goy. Every goy is supposed to be a ger toshav.
Yeah.
Keep sheva mitzvahs. But we already pointed out that the Rambam said you have to have bizman. It doesn't work with bizman hazeh. Remember that famous Rambam? There's no ger toshav bizman hazeh. We spoke about it. And the rabbi was arguing a little bit. We spoke about it quite a while ago. So ger toshav has certain specific halachas. You have to have a kabbalah in front of a bezdin. Rabbi said the biggest kash in this Rambam is its placement. As a matter of fact, if you look in the, it takes such a long time to get from one place to the other, that the even greatest of the Gedolim were unaware of what's written over here. In Hilchos Yisurei Bia, the Rambam quotes our Gemara. In Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Halacha Zayin, one line. Ge'akot mat bilin oso al das bezdin, sheskusilo. The whole thing, less than one line. Right? Says the Magad Mishnah as follows. Second Magad Mishnah, he quotes the Gemara. And then he says, the Gemara v'cholim limchos. He says, as follows. The Rif left it out, Rav Yosef. And the Rambam left it out. Why? They must learn, came in the robe of Abai, Habimos Yala, Lavi Savri Kavosei. That's the terrorist which the Ran and the Rush reject. They ask Kasha, but the Kasha were answered. Well, since they ask Kasha, they must disagree. That's a very big kiddush, even though they answered the Kashas. Okay? Hilchos Ein Halacha came. Yesh Mishapasuk of Yosef. That's the Pashup Shah. Achakach! He wrote a whole Magad Mishnah. Look how long this, how long, who knows how many years the Magad Mishnah ended over here. Who knows how many people saw it. All of a sudden, he discovered America. Achakach matzosiv l'rabbeinu shekosev al Rav Yosef peregrin milchus malachim v'milcham oseh malachim gimel. So pilei ploin, the biggest kasha, the first kasha. How can the Rambam write it over here in milchus malachim and leave it on the Yisrei Bia? Nafkamina, if you're malach, are you Jewish or not Jewish? Can you marry him or not marry him? That's the most important nafkamina of all. How could the Rambam omit this basic and fundamental din in its place, which is milchus Yisrei Bia? The fact that he followed milchus malachim, that's wild. Why are you writing it over there? What's going on? That's my biggest cash. Okay. Yes. What's your text?
I don't have a text.
Okay.
Is there anywhere in the Gemara where it mentions this din in connection to something to do with Malachim?
You want to, why to Hilchos Malachim? You want to know?
Yeah.
That's another good question. Why of all places Hilchos Malachim? That question we can answer. The whole Perek Yud of Hilchos Malachim is the status of a Ben Noach. How we as Malchei Yisrael, or any other centralized authority has the power to do what it wants to do, how do we deal with Bnei Noach? Of course, today, the Bnei Noach is dealing with us. we're guests in a foreign land. They've been Eretz Yisrael. Even there, it's a democracy. They can no longer apply the biblical law. There's a whole tool about it, with the Muslims. What's it called? Sharia? Right? Can you apply that to their democratic countries? There's been no attempt at applying the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim and Perek Yud in the state of Israel. Don't even think about it. Mashiach will come. We'll see. But at the present time, we're not going to be zeichah to see it. Don't even think about it. Halavai should keep the other areas of Allah in Medina and Israel. Yes.
Could that be why Rambam put it over here? Is it because if this is how the government deals with
religion? That's very nice. But what are you doing in Hilchos Yisrei Bia? If you read Hilchos Yisrei Bia, you get an impression that once a ger comes to this guyer, the Bezdin, he's Jewish for life. That's the typical impression. Later on, he tells us it's not true. So why are you telling me later on? The laws of marriage are over here, not Hilchos Malachim. That's my biggest kash.
And that's the thing as a result of this.
Slow. Let's now discuss a number of other questions, okay? A number of other questions. How do you read, Rav Osai, the top 2.5 lines before Ger Gadol? Talk about Ger Gadol. Ger Gadol wants to go back. Yek Yisrael lechaldaver o Yehoreg. What's this Yehoreg? What does Yehoreg mean? Yeah?
It's not a guy who's over and
his Zayin Mitzvah. A guy who's over in the Sheva Mitzvah. Who said he was over in the Sheva Mitzvah?
He doesn't want to be a
Ger Tosha. He wants to be a Ger Tosha.
He
wants to be a
Ger Tosha. Oh, the second one. Okay.
First. Why are we killing him? Yeah.
I mean, if he's a Jew and then he's reverting, so he's a Muma and then maybe can I pull him off? Is that a stretch?
No, you say it a little bit better than that. Say it a little better, yeah?
I mean, he's probably going to be over sometime.
He'll be Michal Shabbos. He's going to be Michal Shabbos.
But it sounds like it's a Yehoreg in the same way that the rest of the Bnei Noach are Yehoreg Brothers. Sounds like he maintains the shtickle status. Of
well, we don't hold on. That's the problem. So he says over here, Yehoreg said, this question, I want. We had here in the past this year the holy saver, the Brisker Rav, Chidushim Moran Riz Alevi Al Ramba. It's a beautiful sefer, has the Rama from the beginning to the end of Chos Malachim, and then there are a few pages of letters. The first two letters about Kotchim were sent to my Rebbe, Zichron Levracha, to Brisker Rav's nephew. The others, I don't know who they were sent to. But the very last letter, and the very last two lines, he asks his kasha. Because he doesn't understand. If the guy's Mechal Shabbos, Pshita! Of course you kill him. Once you're converted, he's a Jew, and you kill him like you kill any other Jew who's Mechal Shabbos, Chayv Skila. And if he wasn't Mechal Shabbos, why are you killing him? And what are the last two words in the Sefer? Who wants to guess the last two words in the Sefer? Tzarechi, and of course, it's a Chavriska Sefer. And he ends up with Tzarechi. So the Brisker Rav has no terrors to this guy. The very last line of the Sefer is this. What does this mean? Oh, yeah, hurry. Okay? So that's the second question, I'll both say. A second question. A third question, I already mentioned to you before. Why are you a Ger Toshav? What do you mean, the fourth line? Ye Ger Toshav Vulvad. Why are you Ger Toshav? If you're Moche, so your Macha knocks out the entire Kabbalah. If the Macha knocks out the entire Kabbalah, so what made you into a Ger Toshav? I don't see what made you into a Ger Toshav. How did you become a Ger Toshav? He said it was a Kabbalah? No, there was no Kabbalah. I was a baby, and someone took me into a mikveh, put me in, and they were makabel for me. Well, even if I was makabel, I was underage, didn't count. So it's batlam avutla meikara. I use the word meikara advisedly. According to the Rambam, the last line in the Rambam, how do you read it? What are we afraid about? Shematito v'tagdol v'timcha v'nitsa zu ocheles b'giyusa mol she'ein lo schuspon el b'dine Yisrael. What does that mean? You have a schus b'dine Yisrael? I thought you don't have a schus b'dine Yisrael. So Rabosai, open your since you may be open to the rush, please open to the rush, the Hagos Asher, yes, you're seeing Ksubis. We take a firm stand on this Yecholim Nimchos. Is it retroactive or is it not retroactive? We would have thought it's obvious, even without anything explicit, based upon logic. What would you say, Rabbi Osai, logically, without going into any details of any sources? If somebody says, I don't want it, I never want any part of it, forget about it. Is that undo the Geirus retroactively? Or only henceforth? Who votes for retroactively? Who votes for henceforth? Impossible. So sure enough, it says over here in the Hagosash, you voted right, Baruch Hashem. What does it say Beferish here in the Hagosash? It says as follows. Ubedin Shektana Gioris Muteris to Yisrael. Af al gav di imochis have ye ovedes kochavim lumafreya. Okay? Clear as day. It's retroactive. Clear. Anybody disagree? So I ask you to see a ritva with a inksubis, I think. Yes. With a footnote. The beautiful new ritvas, they have come with footnotes. So I'll read you the lashon of the ritva, which is, in this particular case, standard. And then the words of the footnote. You'll see if the footnote is right or wrong. You have the Rama right in front of you. Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. This is false. He says, the Geirus is a Geirus B'doraisa against Tosfos. Chedas Rambam Zah. He doesn't know exactly where he got it from. Some say it's Ramban. We don't know. Let me quote you the footnote over here. Rabbi Menuchos Malachim says the last line. V'nim tzizu ocheles b'giyusa mosh en lo tzichus ben en b'dini Yisrael. Nire mitvarov. De lo havya goy gomru l'mafreya. De imkein. Ein lo ben schus af bedina Yisrael. Umash maktsas. De gerusa ben haTorah. Rak mishek dila umichsa. Havya mikano lahaba goya. Whoa, he said the impossible. He said the impossible.
Wait, I don't understand why it comes from wrong. Why doesn't it just mean that she has no right to the money because she's retroactively a Goya and then she shouldn't have gotten this money in the first place?
Could. That's one way to read the Rambam. Yaakov's reading Rambam as follows. The last three words are very tricky. Is nimsa zu achelas b'giyusa mol she'ein lo schus bohen ela b'dine Yisrael. So the footnote understood that she's not entitled to this money except b'dine Yisrael, and we don't want to give it to her because she's goyish. Yaakov is reading, no, ein lo schus bohen ela, she would be a Jewish woman, but she's not a Jewish woman, she's not entitled to one at all. I grant you that's certainly one way to read the Rambam. He read it differently and said the impossible. What I think is impossible. That you were Jewish, you became a God. So far, you're interpreting that no, I'm not like everybody else. It's Batla Mafreya. And he's saying that that's why she's not entitled to the money. He's saying the footnote, no. Rambam means to say she's not entitled to the money except Medina Yisrael. She is entitled to the money. Why? Because the Malchah only works going forward.
So why shouldn't she be entitled to the money? To keep it.
She is entitled to the money. We don't want to give it to her. We should give her money and she go to McDonald's. But she's really entitled to the money. Why is she entitled to the money? Because the bit leg air is only going forward, not going backwards. That's how you read it. Again, I don't want to take sides. I happen to think that neither chart is correct, so I'm going to be very impartial over here. But I can see two ways. Okay? Yes.
How could it be his way? If the point of the Gemara is that we don't give her the money when she's three, because maybe she's going to be woken later,
right.
And then she would have been not Jewish when she was three.
Right. That's this push-up shot.
What's the other shot? I mean, we're talking about paying her when she's three, not when she's 12. So when you don't pay her when she's three, that's the Gemara.
So we're going to give her when she's three, and we say she's not entitled to the money except for Dina Yisrael, and she's going to turn 12 and become a guy.
She was
entitled
when she was three.
No, but if it's this battle of Mafreya, she was never entitled even at three. It
but
turns out.
It has to be the Mafreya. See, the Gemara is talking about we don't pay her when she's three because we're scared that she's going to be Mocha later and that she will have not been Jewish when she was three.
That's a Pashup Shah in the Gemara, right? How goes,
Sasha? How do you read it the other way?
You read the Gemara the other way?
Yeah.
Right, patience. I thought that's about the Rambam. The Rambam can be read two ways. The last three words, Ela B'dinei Yisrael, can either mean that she really is entitled to the money B'dinei Yisrael. That's how the footnote on the Ritva 39 interprets it. And Yaakov says, no, she's really not entitled to the money B'dinei Yisrael. It admits of two possible interpretations. Remember, it's the Rambam. Rambam is the Daikon. If he meant your way, Yaakov, he should have said it a little bit differently. It's a little bit. Well, because he's making a mistake. 39 made a mistake, according to you. Rambam should write when he should be able to make a mistake. Again, I'm not saying that maybe he did make a mistake, but maybe not. Yes, sir.
I mean, based off of what you're saying, if the Rambam is based upon more, then how could from Ritva?
How can the footnote learn on the Kala Rambam?
Learn the Rambam.
Yeah, it's an excellent question. Okay. I have one final question, which is, I guess, in some ways the most fundamental question. How come the Rambam didn't say explicitly what he should have said? Which is what? What should he have said? If I were the Rambam, I would say, Im hoya kodesh should be lu bezdin, right? Yochol limchos b'shah she'agil, and then I would have said, and the whole garrison is bottled, and you're a guy. Say that. He did say, truthfully, v'yeh ger toshe b'levad, but that itself we don't fully understand. What does it mean, ger? Why? Okay. Again, I really think that the biggest question is the first question. What's it doing in Nuchas Malachim, and how come it's not in Nuchas Yisrael Biyah? So that wanted to say a somewhat radical chiddush, which was criticized by some of my rabbinical colleagues going back many years ago, which goes as follows. One might read the Rambam in a totally different way against all the other Rishon. The Gemara never said explicitly, again, depending on the translation of a particular word, the Gemara never said in a totally explicit fashion that if there's a malcha, that the geiris is null and void. Never said it. The closest it came to it is he's going to eat b'giyusa, the money which we're going to give it to right away. However, the word giyusa could certainly have the following interpretation. Giyusa means she went back to the church. This is a woman who came from, I don't know, a Christian family, and then she became ger katan, and then at the end of the day, she went back to the church. Is she really a goya? According to my pshat and the Rambam, the answer is as follows. Once a Jew, always a Jew, and it's impossible completely to undo your Jewishness, and no matter what is said and done, once there is a geirus, the geirus is forever. This would explain very well why in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, in the laws of marriage, who may marry, who may not marry, who can marry, who cannot marry, not a word is breathed by the Rambam that the geirus is revocable. Because it's not. Once this person converted, the person is Jewish forever. The same as you and I are Jewish forever, so too a ger is Jewish forever. That's why, again, in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, nothing is mentioned. Zero. Don't say a word that you can undo the geris. The Rambam just is very clear. I'll read it one more time. Ker kod mad bilno so al das bezden shev schusilo. Period. Period. Oh. If you're a Jew forever, let's try to tick off these questions and one at a time. What does it mean Yechol Limchos? Has to do with yesterday's shir. I asked you an ethical question. Remember that one? My ethical question? Rabosa, let's say it again. Is it fair to take a human being who never accepted upon himself anything and he is in violation of one of the losa says in the Torah Kedosha? And you're going to punish him. Is that fair? Even kill him. Is that fair? What do you think? No. The Torah is Racher Dachei Noam V'chol Desiv Osei HaShalom. There was no acceptance. In my view, that's exactly what it means to Chol Limchos. I protest. Like the guys down, you know, carrying the signs downtown there. Everyone's protesting different things. You know, too much money for the rich. You know, it's an ethical protest. It's not fair to punish me for something which I never accepted. In point of fact, that's what it means. The protest is a valid protest, and Bezdin will not kill him if it's Michal Shabbos. And that's shot in the first two lines as well. Why is he start off with his introduction? But no option is Gayer, and you want to back out, ain't Shomalo. Eliyaki Yisrael Chaldavo Yehareg. In my pshat, it means he's Michal Shabbos. You'll say Pshita, Rizkarov's Kasha. You're right, it's Pshita. It's only found here as the background in contrast to the second half of the halach. Because a Ger Katan, Shemad Vilno Swal Das Bezdin, he's also Jewish forever. But Afal Pikein, he's Lo Yehoreg. That's why it's in Hilchos Malachim. Hilchos Malachim tells us, what do we do with individuals when we're in charge? So if it's a Ger, Godol, Yehoreg, because he accepted on himself. If it's a ger katan, lo yehoreg, because he never accepted it upon himself. But if I'm correct, the person is Jewish, and that's why nechus yisurabia. No mention is made that the machah can change its personal status with respect to marriage. Yes, sir.
So according to Rebbe, there's such a thing as a Jew with no mitzvos?
Chas v'shalom.
That's what it sounds
like? No, chalila v'chalila. This person is obligated in principle to keep all the mitzvos. However, it's unethical to kill him since he never accepted these mitzvos. Yes, sir. In my opinion, the girl is married. If it were not that way, it would have to be Nuchas Yisurabiyah. How can it be missing there? It's Ika Chasim and HaSefer.
But it says the Yiyah Geretoshev Lusanlid HaKhila, he now has the Din.
Oh, very good. What does it mean, the Yiyah Geretoshev Lusanlid? What do the words mean? How do we relate to this guy? Rama's going to be HaSefer Pesach. How do I relate to somebody in this situation? According to the Rov Rishonim, let's assume that the Geirus is Batel Mafreya. On a simple level, he's a simple Goy, the way he was initially. He was a Goy, he was Mekabel. The Mekabel form was a little infant or was his underage kid. He's Mevatel the Kabbalah. He's back to being a Goy. What kind of Geretoshev? There are many halachas of Geretoshev. The most prominent of which is Lach Yoso. The Chaima, Poskim Parshas Bahar. You have to go out and save him. Why should we save this fellow? If the Geirus is if the Macha is okay, the Geirus completely, why should we, like any other Nochri, why should we treat him any differently? If my pshat is correct, the fellow is really Yisroel. Yeah, but the kind of Yisroel, as you said before, what? A Yisroel with no mitzvahs? The answer is, in theory, he should be keeping the mitzvahs. In practice, he keeps nothing, right? So we should really treat him like a regular Nochri. No, but since at least de jure, his status is that of a Yisrael, so when it comes to Lach Yoso and things of this nature, we treat him as a Geretoshev. If that's the case, assuming that the pshat in the footnote is correct, I know your pshat may also be correct, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but if his pshat is correct, she'ein lo schus pon el bedine Yisrael, and it certainly is one way to read the Rambam, that in Dina Yisrael, the money in fact does belong to this girl, not because, as the footnote said, that the Macha uproots the status of a Jew going forward, but not going backward. No! The Macha doesn't uproot the status of a Jew at all! And we use the word Begiyusa in what we'll call a semi-colloquial fashion. She's now going back to a Goyish life, and she's consuming the money that's for her ksuba or for her knas to go and buy a McDonald's. And nothing we can do about it. So, this is my suggestion, Pshat. I'm not saying it's correct. It's a suggestion. Yes?
Wouldn't have the realm
just sell that
by saying,
Geir Tosha? What?
Like,
Geir Tosha? Okay, even with a cup. Okay, could be. It would have been better. Yes?
Anderson, does it make sense to us then why we're so worried about her getting the knas money, the ksuba money? I mean, she's really... Jew,
yeah, we don't want it. We don't want to give her the money because she's not conducting herself in accordance with mitzvot of Yisrael, and we can't stop her. We can't punish her. Remember, this is Hilchos Malachim. Hilchos Malachim is Yikov Adin Sahar. We are in charge,
but
here we're not in charge. Nothing we do to stop her.
But the Rambam doesn't say because she'll use the money wrong. He just says because she doesn't have supposed to.
And Shema Tito v'Tagla v'Timcha v'Ninsas u'Ochelas b'Giyusa. She's entitled to the money. Why? Because she's a Yisrael. But she's eating what we call Big Yusa, that she's going back to treat herself as conduct herself as a Goya. That's what I mean. Again, it's a suggestion. I don't want to say it too many times and be too strong about it. But it's a possibility in Rambam. Yes, sir.
Rebbe, to say this, because of the fact that it's not helpful.
That's how it started. Why is it in Hilchos Malachim and not in Surya? By the way, it explains the Rif. Why did it explain the Rif? Because the Rif is only passed in Shaila Shavuot, Halacha Lamaisa. So the Rif paskins, Ger, Kotten, Matbilin, also Adas, Bezdin, period. End of sentence, end of paragraph. Because the Macha is not going to have any impact on her personal status and he or she is still going to be Jewish with respect to marriage and divorce. He didn't have Hilchos Melachim in the Rif. Again, I'm suggesting it. I know it's a Chiddush Godel of Ma'od, Ma'od, but it's one way to read the Rambam. Yes, sir?
Now the Rebbe just mentioned the Rif also, that it would still be Malacha because she does, even though she's the Malacha doesn't do anything that she's still Jewish, she's still not able to be Zohar for the money. So Malacha should make an affirmation or not that the Malacha doesn't, that there's no Malacha. You should have still mentioned it because it's still Malacha.
Interesting. Okay, the Rif could have. Yeah, interesting.
The Yehoring also sounds like I discussed before, like it doesn't sound like it's
Rabbi
Shabbos.
Risk of Rav, ask the Kabbalah. Right. Could be. But that's also one way to read the Rambam. I'm not denying it. Risk of Rav suggests that. But he says, why should she be killed? What did he do wrong? Can you imagine? The guy walked into Beis Din, Shimon and Rabbi Isai, I'm Moshe, and I have no part of Judaism. Took the machine gun, Why? What did he do? Michal Shabbos, all right, one thing. Again, the Brisk Rav entertains that possibility.
It's another thing, like a special din by Benot, that you think
it could be. Again, I'm not saying Kabbalah is all right. I understand that this pshat has its own difficulties, but again, it does explain why it's a Nechus Malachim and not a Nechus Yisurabiyah. That it does explain. And if somebody's going to be a better pshat, so that's why I thought this pshat is tenet. My whole pshat is based on that nekuda, because otherwise it's a pella. Why is it only Hilchos Malachim? Yes.
Aren't there also dim in Hilchos Serbia of who they're allowed to marry? We include that also sometimes in the dim. And you should just say that if he does a kiddushin, that it's a good kiddushin, and you can still include it there.
That's exactly what it says. Ger kod ma'bilo sadas bez b'chusulo, and therefore he's Jewish. And then if he wants to get married as soon as he turns bar mitzvah and save some money, make his bar mitzvah his wedding, as they used to have in some of the old days. So there's nothing wrong with it.
But the fact that he's still able to do a kiddushin, so it doesn't mean that it can't be in Yisrael. Yeah, Yisrael also mentions who's able to do a kiddushin in some cases, doesn't it?
100%, but the question is why it's omitted there. The Rambam gives an impression. Even the Magen Mishnah was fooled for a while. He didn't know about Hilchos Malachim. Hilchos Malachim for.
No, so I'm saying that Rebbe's Pshat does. It could still be, even with Rebbe's Pshat, doesn't necessarily answer why it's no longer Hilchos Malachim. It's still an answer that even if he's able to do Kiddushin, then he should still be able to listen now in Hilchos Yisurabiyah.
He could have listed it there, but he did not list it there, according to my interpretation, because in Hilchos Yisurabiyah, we're only discussing one thing. Is he Jewish or not Jewish? He's Jewish forever. Yochel Limchos has no impact. That's what I'm suggesting.
No,
halacha. What are you joking me about halacha? There's one pshat in the Rambam we don't pass like, but it's. But now let's get into the lumdashup understanding over here. Assume that pshat is right for a moment, okay? Right, wrong. Assume it's right. What is the machlokas between the Rambam and everybody else? At first glance, everybody else is right. After all, the Gemara is explicit. It's based on Zohar La'odim Shlo B'Fonim. Oh, Shom. Yesterday you were mentioned in Shir. I heard about it. You want the watch? You don't want the watch? Okay, yeah, I'll give you. No problem. So we said, it's a Mefurah Shigamah B'Bavash Daf Kuf La'am Tches. If the recipient of the watch, as soon as he finds out about it, says, I don't want it. We do not apply the principle of Zohar La'odim Shlo B'Fonim. We assume, Rabbi said, we assume that he wants it. But if he says it explicitly, he doesn't want it, so it's this Galil Mafrei, presumably he never wanted it. And never wanted it, the person who received it on his behalf made a mistake. Reuben accepted it on behalf of Shimon. Reuben thought that Shimon would certainly want it. Guess what? He sized Shimon up wrong. Shimon is a son of Matanas Yechayid, doesn't want any part of it. If that's the case, the Rambam is shver on logical grounds, if my pshat is correct. Why should you not be able to undo the geiris? You can undo a matana, can't you? Before Shigamah can undo a matana, so why can't you undo a geiris? Yes?
Is it not retroactive from that point on it goes back? Once he protests, it's not retroactive. It's at that point on.
My understanding of the Rambam was you cannot undo the geiris at all. Not retroactively, not henceforth. Neither. The question, of course, is why not? So Rabbi said, I can suggest a number of different interpretations in Shitas HaRambam and what he differs from the Rov HaRishon. Maybe we should say Kol HaRishon. Maybe we should say even the Rambam. But that's my pshat and Rambam against the other pshat. What's the machlokes over here? Can you or can you not? So Rabbi said, there were a number of possibilities. Again, we have to go back to the Sugah Masechta Ksubas. That's open the Gemara Ksubah because that's where it is again. What Tosis raises a very fascinating question. Tosis wants to know, this din, Rabbi Osai, of Zochan La'odam Shalom Befonov, right? Zochan La'odam Shalom Befonov, what did Tosis say? Tosis said that Tzvei Dinim in Zochan. One is a Schus plain, and one is a Schus Gomer. Let's review it one more time. The last few lines of Tosis and Ksubis, Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Everyone look inside, just the last few lines. Tosis is distinguishing between a plain Schus and a Schus Gomer. This is as follows. When do we say there's no shlichas but for cotton, but davash yeshbo ktsas chova? Kol la harfish chumaso. The shema yerotza le pochum bechit achas o shema yerotza le hadith. Aval ocha she schus gomer ulo, yeshlo shlichas. Yeshlo shlichas? I would have said, yeshlo schia. I think someone changes the gear set. Anyone, look carefully at the various gear sets. You saw a different gear set? Someone has a change. Yeshlo schia, we could say. What do you mean shlichas? No shlichas of cotton. Yeshlo schia. And some say, in interpreting this, that schia and schus gamur, Rabbi Osai, is not mitam shlichas. It's zvei dinim. Schia pstam is mitam shlichas. And that's why it's voidable ultimately if he finds out and he doesn't want it. But schia schus gamur is not mitam shlichas. Schia is a brand new din. And the recipient is not empowered to undo it. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, we can make the following suggestion. When did the Gemara Baba Basra Kufla Amit Ches tell us that if the recipient finds out and it's Tzaveach Meikor, he screams from the very beginning, I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it. It's null and void. It's only by a regular schus. Zechia mitam shlichus. So Yaakov was presumptively Shol Shliach yesterday. And when Shol finds out and says no, so it turns out Iraq was never shol shliach. Fine. But what if it's a schus gamur, zechir lab mitam shlichus, works even for a cotton for that reason? That being the case, we can suggest it's now within the power of the ultimate recipient to undo it. Because schus is a brand new din, schus gamur. So the Rambam holds the schus gamur to become Jewish, and therefore it cannot be undone, even if the Jewish person, when he turns 13, says, no, thank you. Because it was an absolute schus gomer. This is one interpretation of the machlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishon. Fine. That's one possibility. Another possibility. This is very careful. Let's assume yesterday's story. Right? I wanted to give Shaul a watch. I said, Yaakov, recover for Shaul. And Shaul walks in this morning by his bed. No, no, no. This is what he says today on Monday. The minute he heard about it, he said no three times. Now let's do a little psychoanalysis. What would Shaul have said on Sunday? Had he found out about it right then, a minute later, what would he have said? What do you think? Avada no. He said no on Monday. He said no on Sunday. What changed? What changed? Unless he won a lottery. He won a lottery last night, and yes, they would have said yes, he needs a watch. They won the lottery, he'd say no. But short of that, Mistama, whatever he says today, would have said yesterday. Since we have a right to assume that what he says today would have said yesterday, and he was as cogent yesterday as he was today, therefore, we say that retroactively, the whole Zechiah is bottle of Mavutul, because as if he said no already yesterday. He said no, true, he only said no on Monday. He didn't find out till Monday. But the no on Monday would have been a no on Sunday as well, had he found out. No questions about it. But what would have happened if we know that Shaul had asked on Shabbos, oh, my watch broke, I need a watch. And then I heard about it, I gave Yaakov the watch for Shaul. And Sunday night he wins the lottery, doesn't need the watch anymore. Who owns that watch? I'm asking Shaul, let's get the case again. Shaul on Shabbos, his watch broke, he's asking his friend, I need a watch. I hear about it, I give it to Yaakov the watch on Shaul's behalf on Sunday. Good? Sunday night he wins the lottery. Monday morning I don't want the watch. Who owns that watch? What do you think?
Shaul.
I think Shaul owns the watch. Because the fact that he says no now is irrelevant as far as what was his mindset then. Because then Rabbi Osai is what counts. Now he won the lottery, he doesn't need the watch anymore. But then on Shabbos he's looking all over for a watch. So, to Rabbi Osai, in a similar vein, talk about a ger katan. A ger katan, Rabbi Osai, was misguided either by himself at age 10, or they took him in as an infant and put him into the mikvah. Now he's 13. For the first time in his life, he has halachic das. What are we going to say now? Oh, now that he's expressed his halachic das and said no. It's as if he said no X number of years ago. What do you mean? X number of years ago, whatever he said was irrelevant. He was a cotton. He had no das. Especially if they did the game when he was, like today, in adoptions, where the kid is a month old. What he would have said. Even an eel like him couldn't speak when he was a month old. What does it mean? Wouldn't say anything. You have no feelings at that age. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, we cannot go back retroactively. Doesn't work. And since Bezdin passed it at that time, it was a schus, it's not within the power of the ger at age 13 to overrule the Bezdin. Nope. They're right, and he's wrong. Yeah, now you say I don't want it, but you can't go back with it, because at the time the Bezdin ruled, you had no das. You had no das. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam said his din, amazingly, not only in a case where you are using Zochel Adam for this katan, for a gerus, he said the same thing, Rabbi Osai, for a watch. Same thing for a watch. You give a katan the watch. We'll discuss later a little some details. Can you say Zochel for a katan? Maybe Das Acher Smakta. You can. A whole story. And the katan screams out, no. According to this interpretation, it wouldn't help. Why? Because the katan's das is no das. He doesn't know what he's doing. And he finds out later, that he was 13, he finds out about this watch he got before. It's a bar mitzvah gift. You know, they do it in most shuls, do it this way. Yeah. Shuls, they often give, they present a chumash. No? But when you were bar mitzvah, did the rabbi present you with some kind of a chumash in front of the whole shul? No? Who was zeichah to that? Oh, look at that! Oh, my handful of guys! Oh, my shul doesn't do it. But I remember growing up, they'd come up to the front, and the rabbi would put a chumash or something, a brewer. Oh, very dick. The big problem. You can't give him a ton of a Shabbos. You know about that problem, right? So what do? You're mezakim in advance. Of the guys who got the gift, what are you, bar mitzvah on Shabbos itself, bo bayom? You are. Here we have the case. So when the rabbi gave it to the gabbai, whoever he was on Friday, the bar mitzvah was still a cup. Now he finds out, and they give him the chumash, and he says, I'm sure it didn't happen.
Oh, that day and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's too bad. Okay, whatever. But I'm sure it happened somewhere in history that the bar mitzvah, one in every seven mitzvah, is almost one in seven, it's belated. But one in seven should be on Shabbos, and they gave it to him on Friday to avoid the problem of giving him a ton of Shabbos. He wasn't bar mitzvah yet. Then he gave him, no, I don't want it. I have this one already. Whatever it is. It wouldn't help, because since it was his chus, gepaskim, and he was 12 years and, 13 minus one day, so you can't go back and say now, in retrospect, he didn't want it. That didn't count what he thought then. Oh. So Rabbi Osai used a two pshatim to explain the machlokas, again, if I'm right, the Rambam and everybody else. Either Rambam holds his chus gomer, you cannot undo it, or the Rambam holds, he can't undo it because it's going back to a status of a cut. Only when it comes to a goal, he can say, oh, in retrospect, he never really wanted it, and it's bottle of a mavut. A third pshat, Rabbi Osai. Yes?
Going back to Rabbi's pshat that he said that he was never makabel the mitzvah, therefore we can't punish him, right? Is that
yeah.
What you were saying before?
No. I said before that if a person was before the age of 13, his whatever he wanted it, he didn't want it done against his will, it's irrelevant, it doesn't count. So then when he turns 13, he says, you want to kill me? I never accepted these mitzvahs, either not at all, not when I was a bar das. You can't kill me.
So isn't being a couple of mitzvahs almost like a prerequisite, or at least a kavana Oh. Becoming a ger, so
now I'll ask an obvious question. If you're right, how can it be a ger cook?
It's because he wasn't chayiv to be mekabel mitzvos.
Oh, very good, very good. The Shita Yeshana. And we spoke about it a few times already. The Shita Yeshana asked this question, and he answers that. She showed on the Ritva, one of them in Ksubas asks this question and answers that since it's impossible for you to have a Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, it's not Ma'akev. What does that mean? So I wanted to suggest, I saw one of the Mepharshim suggest this. I saw it the same in Mishnah Sager, he quoted somebody who said, it's like a man has to have a meal in a tvila. What if Chatz V'Shalom Nichwas Hagid? There's no place to do a meal. The Eva's not there anymore. So it's not Ma'akev. He wants to say, the same thing is true of a cut before my mitzvah. Since Kabbalah's mitzvah is impossible, it's not market. I don't like that example. I give a different example. What about a carbon? A carbon. Used to be market according to some. We saw that Machlokas, Nebuka Yosef, etc. So it says it's impossible, it's not market. Right? What about Smuchim? Ishmi Pish and Moshe Rabbeinu? It's not market, it's impossible. So in under 13, it's impossible. This is impossible, it's not Miyak. That's how I answer your question.
But then according to that, so once he's
13,
he doesn't need a new Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, so therefore he should be Mechayev in Onshin also once he becomes 13.
With or without a new Kabbalah?
Without that, he doesn't need a Kabbalah.
Oh, not so clear. It seems to me, it's very possible that if this is the Pshat in Ger Katan, then once he turns 13 and Kabbalah HaMitzvahs becomes possible, it's an absolute requirement. That's a posh pshat in a Tosfos, not here, but in Masechet Sanhedrin, on the Maamar Kamos. Now, if you saw it, the long Tosfos at the very end, it's very important to see that Tosfos. That's how I read that Tosfos. We'll come to it. But in any event, Rabbi Osai, you did mention a good point, which is, what about Kabbalah HaMitzvahs? So you may remember that we already saw from Rav Zsolti, Zichrono Levracha, who said that Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, according to the Rambam, his formulation, is not a procedure. You have Mila, you have Tvila, you have Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Three different procedural things to take place. No. According to the Rambam, what did I call it? Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is a, what did I call it? Remember? A prerequisite before you even get started. Oh. So I saw in a beautiful piece in that same Torah Shabbat Pez, it's a gold mine. There's a whole mimer about Geras Bekana by Harav Eliyahu Bakshi. This goes back many years ago. It goes back 40 years ago when this was written. And since then, after he became what? He became the Rishon LeZion. Am I correct? Subsequent years. He was a fairly young man 40 years ago. 40 years ago. Long time. That's when this Torah Shabbat Peh was Yud Gimel, Tav Shal Lamed Aleph. So he writes exactly the same thing as Rav Zsolti. Now, of course, he couldn't have quoted Rav Zsolti because they wrote in the same countries. They were all printed at the same time. But then he says he wants to apply this yisod to Ger Katan. I'll read you his words. Haratzol nikanes lebris. Ulistofev tachas kanfei hashchino lekabel al Torah einam, catch this, halit is modern Hebrew. Who knows? Who's Israeli? Who knows a modern Hebrew? Einam halich geirus. What's halich mean? Part of the procedure. Elatanai rishoni. What do you at the end? What do you mean rishoni? Prerequisite. He's mamash using all words except he's using modern Hebrew. You look up your modern Hebrew, you'll see. Okay, kedei shiye Muhammad Legerus, to be a candidate for Gerus. This is the Yisod that he explains, and if you want to go later, page Kuflam and Hey, going over to Vav, this Yisod. Ratzol nikanes liyadus, eina pu'ula shechayevas deyosos bepoel, tzorach ladas es ametzius, im yesh lefoneinu odam shemuchan lizgayer, shemuchan lekabal of ol shayadus. That's the assault. Haba'as ritzano likones abris mishameshes kolchok lebezin sheochein odom ze kashir. Kashir means qualify. Lavor halichei geirus. Okay? Therefore, according to Rav Huna, schus, because Tachas Kafi Hashchina, he says he wants to be Jewish, harei sheyesh lefaneinu mizgayer, v'yevshel legayro. What an interesting chiddush. Al kolponim, he says, Rabosai, is a Rambam has a completely different attitude towards Kabbalah's mitzvahs than all the Mishonim. They say, Tosfos says, that is the procedural matter. Remember Tosfos Shita? That's the only thing that must be done in the presence of three. Only the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Because that's the only major procedure. The rest, Mil and Tvila, is bureaucratic. Maybe it's take away Ma'akrim, different formulation that we saw earlier. According to that, Rabosai, Shita's HaTosfos, we understand very well that let's assume that Beis Din has the ability to undergo Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs on behalf of the Ger Kodem. Look, the Mila and the Tvila, Rabosai, what are they doing? Obviously the Mila is on the skin of the cotton, not the Beis Din. And the Tvila is the skin of the cotton, not the Beis Din. So what do you mean, Matbilan also Adas Beis Din? Because Rabosai, every Sechiyah. Let's just say, for example, I gave that, remember that famous watch I gave to Yaakov yesterday? Yaakov did two things on Shaul's behalf. One, a Maisa Kenyan, picked up the watch. Two, Das Kenyan. He expressed Shaul's Das. He heard on Shabbos, he wanted a watch. Yes, both Maisa and Das were expressed on behalf of the ultimate Zochar. With me so far? Oh. When it came to the Mila and the Tvila, that action is done on the body of the Ger Kotten himself. So what does mean Ger Kotten at Bilnos Adas Beis Din Zochron the Odom Shalom B'fonav? Pepshuto is referring to the Das. You need Das for the Mila, Das for the Tvila, Das for the Kabbalah Samitzvahs. And that's being expressed by the Beis Din. Except when it comes to Kabbalah Samitzvah, which is the essence of the procedural geirus, there the Beis Din does more than the whole action. The action when makabel mitzvahs on behalf of this little kid, that's also done by the Beis Din. Oh, Rabbi, also that being the case, we can suggest what is the schia and the maisa when Yaakov picked up the watch for Shaul, that's shlichus. Show it how to pick it up. Well, usually, when you make a shliach, do something for me, right? You get me this, get me that, do me this. That's an action. So this is some kind of an action. So we have the principle of shlichus, and if the principle of shlichus, so then we can suggest the whole discussion. And shlichus the cotton, zochen zechias. If it works, it's only mishum shlichus in the cotton. 13 can undo it retroactively. That's the push-up shot. Fine. No problem. The shlichus is bottle, the schiyah is bottle, it's nothing, it's null and void. Fine. Because what did they do according to Tosfos? They did the act of Kabbalah Smith on behalf of the cotton. That's the ikar of the procedure of Geir. That requires three. But according to the Rambam, no. It's a prerequisite. It's a prerequisite. So therefore, the only thing Beis Din is doing is being koveya. That's a schus for this kid to become Jewish. That's comparable to what we called before, it's a schia in the das, not a schia in the maisa. A schia in the das, one could argue, is not mitam shlichus. It's not mitam, there's no shlichus, no action going on over here. And if it's not mitam shlichus, then it cannot be undone by the ultimate refusal of the potential zoch. Adka. Rabosai, there's more to say about this Rambam. I have one more shot, but I don't want the time to go by before I read you. We need one more Maramak of that Tosfos in Sanhedrin. So now I'm going to have more Sanhedrin tomorrow with you. Let's read it together. I believe there's a third sheet. Let's chazer again. The standard shot is Tosfos, Ksubs. What does it mean? Based on Pashup Shah in the Gemara, Zoch Adonai Shalom B'fanav, it works through Zechiah, and Beis Din is doing what has to be done, whether called the Mila, the Tvila, the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, whether it be in the Das, or be in the Maisa, etc., on behalf of the Ger, as we work with the Reis of the Rabbanim, there's 2 days to toast Ksuba Safir Aleph from an Aleph. Sanhedrin Samachesim at base. It's Dibra Masil Cotton, it's time for Umiyu Kosh. You could scroll this, it's a long, long tosis. Oh, it should be here somewhere. Umiyu Kosh, a little bit higher. Umiyu Kosh. There, I had, it was there. We're just on. Put that on the top line. There we go. Good, perfect. Well, we have another time just to read this tosis. Rabbam holds, no. The way if my pshat is correct, it's impossible to undo. What's the machlokas between them? Either two machlokas and the chaschia, whether a schus, it's basically called a schus gum, which you cannot undo, or maybe because if you were cut at the time, you can't say retroactively you didn't want it, you cannot undo, or it's a machlokas not a chaschia but a chus geiris. It's kabbalas and mitzvahs, the essence of the procedure of geiris, which can be undone, or no, it's a prerequisite. Figure as a candidate that cannot be undone. Now I have a third sheet. Tosis is ahead of some chesim. Miu kash. Everyone with me? Read from the top line, big print. Everyone see it? Perkama deksubis daminan ger kama pilas odas bezdin uchal mili chashiv ger latir bevasi strav bekidush of kidush nebara cholton miyabin uchal mili daraisa. For lo mashmish shemitam diesh koch biyach chachamim lakadavim and atorah. As they said, where? Where did they say that was the pshat? Where? Nu subis vid aleph. They don't like that pshat. Why not? Choda tani b'shev yaltasim. Vakum vaseil lahaloch. Behold, with the parak Michael Mashman tanina zochshon b'fanav. Put if it's based on the Eish Koach, it's a totally different concept. They don't like the pshat over here. They give it their own new pshat. There's a new pshat Rabbi Oseh, which is an amazing, amazing pshat. V'nirin. The Zchia de Geiris lo domi l'shar Zchias. The Mashabezin matbilin also enam zochin ba'avuro. Elohu zocha bi'atma v'gufo. Shenas ager v'nechastachas kanfei ha'shchina. Whoa. You know what he's saying? Not like a typical Zchia. I gave you my watch. You pick it up for him. Here, no. The Geir himself, he undergoes the Mila, undergoes the Tvila. It's not based on a typical. It's completely different than a typical Zchia. Let's go further. But the parak b'ksubis zoch l'ashlo b'fana u'mashan ma'at teima overcome if you're difficult to hate. Yeah, what's going on? Look at the words now. Hayne mishum dim hoyis socho vaso. If it would be bad for him to become Jewish, lo hoya lebezdin lehismatzeya. Give me a literal translation of lehismatzeya. Literal. To get in the middle of it, right? To get involved. Bezdin should never have gotten involved. Lahatnis gufo. You get an impression from Tosfos, this would not be a fatal flaw. The Geirus would be good anyway. Even if it were in the Schus. Just the Bezin shouldn't get involved. That's Pashup Shah and Tosfos. Vafila betinok the labar das choshev ger. With the maisi viktana pchusa mi vashlosha. She is chia v'atma hu. Kid the parishes. Shamila v'atfila begufo. Period. Kamatzina shavosenu nipusu lebrismila utfila va'atzos domen v'kamat katana ma'yu b'shas matan Torah. Kedushin ayin dalet ki yoritz shizgar p'chusim b'bashol sh'sheo d'kuna shenizu b'sulei b'Yisrael u'may siraim y'nechsiv b'shlam midyon. Very important raya. Very important raya. V'chol ha'taf b'anoshim v'gomer sukim b'parashus matos. V'ray pinchos y'imon. It's a coin. Afa gadim y'ni b'ksubis. Higdili y'chol u'limchos. Here's a major problem, Rabosai. If you're telling me it works through Zachin, the Adam Shalom, the fun of, we understand very well that you can say no. But Babasu Kuflam El Ches, I say no to the gift, no to the watch. But if Tosis is right, that Zachia is not a sine qua non for the Geris proper, it's just I shouldn't get involved. Don't get involved. But if I got involved, it would work anyway. Why Chol Limchos? What a Gavaldig Akash against this new understanding. What do they say? Harminon, the Shigodlu, Shoachas, Velomichu, Shuveni Cholonimchos. Therefore, look at the last line, a whole new Torah, a whole new religion. The Moel Humila Utvila Shilkatnos, Shoysa Begufam, the Ein Chaserim Ela Kabbalas Mitzvahs, Umitok Shigodlu Velomichu, Hainu Kabbalah. Unbelievable pshat. What did Tosfos say? I link this Tosfos with the sheet that we saw before, the sheet of Mubes and Ksubis. The sheet that they said, when a kid is under 13 and cannot accept mitzvahs, it's not miyakev. The moment he turns 13, It is miyakev. Not comparable to a ger but a carbon who was the guy now without a carbon, and the Meher Yibon HaMikdash she had to bring in the carbon. That was a long-term project. We know when Meher Yibon, we're hoping for 2,000 years of HaMikdash. Here this ger cut, within 13 years it'll be a ger gadol for sure. So from the very beginning, the pshat is, right now he's Jewish because he's missing nothing. As soon as he turns 13, he's missing something, namely Kabbalah. And when he's from, right? Kabbalah smiths mitosha gadol v'lo michu, you don't protest. Hainu Kabbalah. So you have a two-pronged geris. It works until 13 with Mila and Tvila, and it works after 13 with Mila, Tvila, and Kabbalah. What an amazing pshat. Not based on Zochin at all. It's not based on Zochin. You don't need Zochin just to tell why would Bezdin get involved. But the fundamental workings of Ger Katan is different. The Mila and Tvila are done on his body. You don't need Zochin. It means you don't need Zochin and Mice, you don't need Zochin and Das, whatever you want to say. And the Kabbalah is when he turns 13. What's the obvious kasha? Obvious kasha. No, not going to tell the Gemara. What's the kasha when he turns 13? What's missing when he turns 13? No, he did the Mila. He did the Tefillah. What's missing? Kabbalah also did. What's missing? Bezdin. Where's the Bezdin? I have to invite a Bezdin to his Bar Mitzvah party. We haven't heard about this one. Where's the Bezdin? What's the answer? Yesh Mefarshim Tosin Yevamis. And we know he's from. It's as if he's Mekabel in front of Bezdin. There's a third sheet to complete. Rabbosai, we'll stop here tomorrow. We'll go into more details. This is going to get cut. We'll see out of the Shema.